Good morning, friends around the world. As we consider ways we can build healthier and happier relationships with those we are close to and those we love, through this meditation series, let's consider the fifth category once again, the feelings of anger in relationships. Before we get started with today's meditation, let's do a recap of this category so far. Last time we considered how externalized anger has no middle. It's dualistic and often childlike. I shared with you Eddie's story about the chocolate chip cookie. Eddie went from, "I love you, Mommy," to "I hate you," over one chocolate chip cookie. And today, we're going to look at how we allow our anger to build walls in our relationships by becoming destructive. Let's continue with Eddie's chocolate chip story today. When Eddie found out that Mommy wouldn't give him another cookie, do you know what he did? He held his breath for a long, long time. Finally, he let the air out and took a breath. And Eddie's mommy told him to go out and play till his father comes home. For the life of me, I didn't understand why I held my breath. Many years later, Trisha offered an explanation that resonates with me and my understanding of this dualistic state of human development. Trish said, "You held your breath as a way to say to your mother that if she didn't give you another cookie, you'd stop living and then she'd be sorry she didn't give you that cookie." Well, we all can laugh at this, can't we? But I think that's true. That's how a three-year-old child thinks. It's funny, isn't it? Well, this sort of anger is also destructive. In plain English, Eddie said, "Give me another cookie or I'll kill myself. I'll destroy myself, and then you'll be sorry." A few years later, Donna came into the homeless center we were running at the time. She was visibly upset, angry. I waved her to come over to me. As she approached me, she was waving a mobile phone in her hands and expressing how upset she was because her boyfriend, Chuck, didn't call her. As she was talking, Chuck walked in the door and she turned around and yelled at him and she took his phone, his phone, and broke it into two pieces, saying, "This'll teach you not to call me." I then wondered how Chuck was supposed to call her with his broken phone. External anger is often destructive. Do you know what I did one time when the lawnmower wouldn't start? I kicked it. For the rest of the time we have together this morning, let's meditate on these thoughts. When is my anger destructive? When has my anger built walls in my relationships with those I'm close to and those I love? And finally, what is the opposite of destructive anger and building walls?